before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Is that you whistling at me?
Talking to me?
I don't know. Chad, I mean.
No, when, nothing like that. It is the Computer Corner. It's the Data Doctors, as we are here every Saturday afternoon from, at this point, 12:20 to 2. Get yourself one of them high-definition televisions with a high-def tuner and watch the Phoenix Suns take apart the whole league. Huh? You guys aren't Suns fans, are you? It's like, whatever.
No, I've heard, though, that they're, you know, that they're pretty decent this year.
What a game last
night. Are they? I saw the game a little bit last night.
Well, it's cool to see those guys, the other team, sweating in high def, you know, because they're worried they're going to get beat.
So you bought it to see men sweat.
Sweaty mounds. I like to
I'm
see
gonna
sweaty
I'm going to have
to
worry now.
Hey, let's go to our helpful hints and tips and tricks and all that fun stuff of the week.
I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper.
And now here's Chad Pyle.
What a great intro, huh?
Nice. Yeah, we got a great newsletter this week. The tip of the week is called drag and drop web images. When you're online and you see an image or a graphic that you really like.
Cindy Margolis.
Yeah, I was at that.
I'm website. Looking at her just for the clothes she's wearing.
The purported most downloaded woman on the internet.
No, I think that was a used to be.
Well, whatever.
Well, you could go to cindymargolis.com. You can click on her image and drag it. You could drag it to your desktop. You could drag it probably even to an email if you want to email it out to 100 of your closest friends that you've never met.
In order to drag and drop, though, don't you have to have both programs kind of in little windows so that they can see each other?
But of course.
Oh, well.
So, but and if and only if you were subscribed to our newsletter, would you know what program you need to be able to accomplish this feat?
That's true.
So what else you got on your goodie bag there?
Of course, there's the keyboard shortcut of the week.
Which we need to have. Where's our theme song for that? Our keyboard shortcut of the week.
Okay, I got theme song for that. Here we go. What is it?
Okay.
That's the best I can come up with a short notice.
Keyboard shortcut of the week is Control plus X. If you hold down the Control key and you hit X, it invokes the cut command. So if you've got a file or a piece of text that's highlighted and you hit cut, it'll cut it out of wherever it's currently
It'll actually disappear.
Right.
As opposed to copy.
Where it'll stay put.
Right.
But so it puts it in memory and then you can paste it wherever you fancy.
Control X. And how about that fabulous newspaper column that we provide to the world?
Ken's cool columns?
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, that one. When Ken was talking about fabulous and is really over-promoting, he's talking about himself.
Of course.
Right. Well, it's award-winning.
It's all about me. By the way, that cool thing, that's a legacy of Michael.
Right.
Let's get rid of that.
So Ken's columns?
Ken's something columns.
Creepy.
Creepy columns better than cool.
Creepy
cool
crawler just, columns.
You know.
So you don't agree that it's a cool column?
No, I don't think it is.
Ken's right. Kick butt columns.
There you go.
This week it's regarding wallpaper on your desktop.
We had somebody email in and say, how come when I have these images for my wallpaper, they're all blurry?
Yeah.
There's a very simple reason why, and that's what's in the column this week. If you're a subscriber to the East Valley Tribune, you'll see it in the business section on Monday.
Or a sneak peek available.
From our newsletter subscription base.
That's right.
That's right. How can they subscribe, Chad?
Remind
the friendly folks.
It's somewhere on the website. no, go to datadoctors.com, click on newsletter, and put in your a valid email address that you
want us to send it to.
Right.
And also, if you want to see what it is that we send out, you can see the samples of that on the right-hand columns. The last 10 items that we've sent out are just posted.
As you're about to subscribe, they'll be right there.
Yeah, buddy. All right, thank you, sir. Let's go to Peter, who has a question about antivirus software. But beforehand, Peter, your tech gift item of the year. What is it? What's on the top of the list for Peter?
Got to be an iPod.
iPod, huh? Do you have one, or is it something you wanted to get?
No, I have one, and I'm just knocked out about the whole software and everything that goes with it.
And how many songs do you have?
Like 4,000.
4,000.
All legally obtained?
Of course.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Copied from CDs, actually. Took forever.
Yeah, it does, but once you have it, it is a beautiful thing.
Well, and then I put it on a hard drive, so if I lose it for some reason, I've got it someplace else, although I don't know how to put it back on, but that's another story.
Hey, if you're an iPodaholic, you might want to check out, there's a company called Mego. We've talked about on various previous shows and some television stuff that I did. If you go to the number 4 and then Mego.com, they actually have a piece of software that will allow you to use an iPod to make like a clone of your machine, so you can carry it around and like put the clone on other machines. And if you have a lot of computers that you work with, that it's an interesting piece of software that works with your iPod.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So your question is on antivirus software?
Yeah, it is. I have a laptop that's running Windows XP Home, and I have put SP2 on it, so it does have the Windows firewall. But this software that I got is Norton software. My software needed to be renewed. I guess after a year, you have to renew it.
Yes.
And this time of year, there are a lot of kind of bargains in the stores where if you file for the rebates, sometimes it doesn't even cost anything to upgrade your software, virus software. But this thing came in two boxes. One box has a personal firewall, and it's Norton. And the other one is a thing called SystemsWorks. And I'm just wondering, all I had on it on my computer before was antivirus, and I'm wondering if I should put all this other stuff on, like Norton Utilities.
It slices, it dices, it cures cancer and makes you toast.
Really?
Pardon me while I throw up for a second. Hang on.
No, we're real big advocates of keep it simple, silly. What happens when you add all of those neat little programs that you got at a great price is now Windows, I think we've used this analogy before, you have a 8-passenger SUV and 5 or 6 of those seats are taken with all these friends that are there to protect you, and then when you want to actually use it to carry your family, there's no room. It kind of overburdens the operating system and causes it to be really slow and pokey. And oftentimes, like the SystemWorks tools, they attempt to head off a problem before it occurs. So they'll present you with this technical hyperbole saying, yada, 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 would you like me to fix it, yes or no? And you're going, well...
of course, if you think it's a problem, I trust you.
I think I should say yes.
And practically all of those SystemWorks programs are built right into Windows.
Well, a utility that does exactly the same thing is built into Windows.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So it ends up being a lot of extra burden to your computer, slows it down, and can potentially put you in a position where you answer the question in the wrong way, and it fixes a problem that actually didn't exist. And I mean, the reason we say this is, you know, we have thousands and thousands of computers that we work on every month throughout our various stores throughout the country. And when you start to see people come in time and time again that say, you know, I wasn't having a problem, I loaded this program and suddenly this thing's just been a nightmare. You start to, okay, one time maybe that's an anomaly, twice, okay, maybe coincidence, but when it's hundreds of times, you know, right. It tells us...
So, Peter, in short form, our answer is no, don't load it.
What about the personal firewall, even though I have the Windows firewall from XP?
Well, if one firewall's good, two must be better.
I've heard that.
Wrong.
No. Are you on a high-speed internet connection?
No, I'm not.
You're on a dial-up connection?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that Windows firewall is just as good as... I mean, it's... You're never... No matter what you do, you're not totally safe on the internet. So, you know, the whole paranoia... approach to...
Do I want the airbag that came with my car or an aftermarket airbag?
Well, I understand that if I put this Norton firewall on, I should turn off the Windows firewall.
Correct.
Okay.
Our recommendation is stick with the one that's built into Windows. The only thing out of that whole package of stuff you got that was almost free after rebate,
right,
is the antivirus. That's the only one you want to stick with.
And that, I believe, you can just select and not take anything else, although I did notice that Norton did put something on my... where you delete files, the
Norton protected recycle bin.
Woohoo! Right.
It's going to protect the trash for you.
Right.
Because I need a security guard around my trash.
So I want to turn that off too, don't I?
If you could avoid putting it in, great. If it's in there already, then I wouldn't go through the trouble of removing
it. Yeah, that's a fairly minor one. It's not a full program that's running in the background all the time that's constantly trying to, you know, jump in. To protect
right.
you, it's just another little thing that's layered into the operating system. That's pretty benign, but the rest of that stuff, here's the measuring stick. If you go and look at the computers for people that are in this business that have to fix these things, you're not going to find this software on, you know,
the majority of them.
The majority of them. There's some people usually that are kind of new to the game that kind of use these tools, but anybody that's in the game would never ever put this stuff on. So that ought to tell you everything you need to know.
Yes. Yeah. Can I ask one other quick one?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I have a little box that pops up periodically, or a little bubble or balloon at the bottom that pops up.
Yes.
It says something to the effect of Wi-Fi connection is not available or something like that on my laptop.
Yes.
And it pops up all the time. I'd like to turn it off for good.
You need to disable. You're not using your wireless connector at all?
That's right.
Okay. So you can either go into, is it a fairly new machine?
Yes.
A lot of times there's either a switch or a combination of keys that you can tell to disable the wireless network or the networking device on the computer. You can tell it to disable it. Or you can actually go into the network properties and tell it to disable
Okay.
The wireless.
The other thing you could do if you can't find either of those things is you go into the control panel under administrative tools. There's something called services. And in those services, there's a bunch of different things, but one of them is called the Windows Zero Configuration or Wireless Zero Configuration Client.
Be all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, Wireless Zero Configuration is what it's called. It's set to start automatically, and it's probably running in your computer. You can just double-click on that and change that to not start automatically. Instead, change it to manual.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing that's out there always looking to see if there's a connection around.
Okay. And actually, since we're on that, those of you that have wireless networks that are constantly having problems connecting, disconnecting, where it just all of a sudden says you're not connected, I wrote a column about this quite a while ago because that's what, by default, that service goes out and double checks to make sure that there's not a stronger signal every few minutes, I think it is, maybe even every 30 seconds or 5 minutes, whatever it is, whatever the interval is. And if your neighbor has an access point, and it suddenly becomes stronger, then your machine tries to connect to it automatically.
Yeah.
And so you can turn that off for
those. It's a really cool feature if you're like on a big campus, and that's what you want it to do. Yeah.
But if you're having a lot of problems with connectivity on a wireless network, I mean, I was having a problem with a access point that was 6 feet away with no barriers. And it was because there's five other access points within the reach of mine. And so I started disabling that automatic go find the next strongest signal feature, and it definitely had a nice impact on the performance.
Well, and also because you live in the Twilight Zone.
Really?
Right.
All right.
So I hope that helps Peter.
All right, Peter, good luck with that. Stay away. Keep it simple. Just say no.
Just say no.
Say no.
We're going to say take a quick break.
Yeah.
You say it.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey,
there,
good idea there, Ken. It's like you can almost see the clock.
Wow.
When we come back, we've got more of your calls, your questions. Do we have anything else like our... No, we did our Geek Speak of the Week. We did our free download of the week. It's just going to be your calls and questions.
We're good to go.
How does that sound?
Yeah. See if we can squeeze a few more in.
Stick around. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
620 KTAR.